counting down to the start of the Stars, and it is a star-ridden entry list, isn't it, Matt? Because look at the number of, ex-Finn sailors and big boat sailors from the Volvo. They're all here.
Yeah, they are indeed. It's a number of big names. Of course, there's Robert Scheidt, Bruno Prada. They need very little introduction at all. Ian Percy, Andrew Simpson, the Brits, Hamish Pepper, Craig Monk, America's Cup sailors, Richard Clarke, Volvo sailor, Finn sailor, Freddie Loof. Well, he's just a legend in the star class, of course. I mean, it goes on and on. It's a very, very impressive lineup in the star class.
Certainly is. Well, going into this then, really good performance by the Brazilians. They go through to, after 10 races, with just 17 points. And they effectively only have to sail the race course because they are in an unassailable lead. Next up in 41 points, though, is Peter Leary, who won a sail for gold here in the past from Ireland. Done very well. David Burrows on 41 points. Also on 41 points, it's Matthias Kuzanerowicz, the Finn sailor, and Dominik Zicki from Poland. They're on 41 points as well. And just behind them on 43 points, Ian Percy and Andrew Simpson, who had a bit of a terrible week again. Mast breakage on the race four, which means they didn't finish. They're carrying through a 13th, their second race. So they have done well to climb back up the board to be in fourth place at the moment. But look, Matt, it's such a race for silver. 41 points, 41 points and 43. It's all to play for here.
It is. This is going to be, as you say, a story about the race for silver and the scramble for bronze.
Counting down then, 1 minute 18 to go in the start of the Stars. This is the medal race. America, Mark Bendelblatt on the far left-hand side, and the Brits on the far right-hand side of the course and in the middle of very many others. We're going to concentrate on this battle for silver then. The Brazilian in the middle of the fleet as they're all just luffing up very, very slowly, approaching the mark, less than a minute to go.
Yeah, there is, and they're just interesting that it doesn't seem to be a really sort of favoured end of the line for this fleet. It's really much more about making sure you've got clear air at this start. At the moment, the entire fleet sitting there head to wind, just a boat length and a half back from the line with 35 seconds to go. Mark Mendelblatt here, as you say, Steve, on the far left-hand end. He's most advanced out of this group in quite a nice position, although he's slowed down a little bit there, but he just needs to hold that to keep clear wind.
Just to windward him is Kuzanerowicz, the Pole, in bronze medal position at the moment, because it's Peter Leary who we must keep an eye out for. And Peter Leary is very close to him. There's going to be a lot of match racing going on here, I think. The Italians also just to windward them as we count down to the start. And Mark Mendelblatt is too close to the line.
Oh, I think he got his bow down just in time there, but to the Poles that were just to weather them, I think the Poles could well have been over the line. Someone was over the line. We're seeing the recall flag there. It's an individual recall, so someone was a bit cheeky and a bit too early, hit the gas just that bit too soon. Yes, it was the Poles. The Poles bear away. Now, this is bad news indeed for them because they need to...
Oh, and Peter Leary thinks he's over as well, coming back.
Two boats coming back.
Well, now, you couldn't ask for anything better for, I'm afraid, our British, who on the far right-hand side made a very good start. But what they wanted was the Poles and the Irish behind them. And what a gift, what a complete gift by Matthias Kuzanerowicz and Peter O'Leary, the Irish and the Polish over the line. Ian Percy is looking back at them saying, well, someone was kind to me this morning.
Certainly were. Well, what a way to start the race. But the Poles there sitting on that pin end of the line, trying desperately to just keep their nose ahead, just to keep clear air. And it just tripped them up. They just pulled the trigger just that bit too early. Same for the Irish. Well, what a race.
Well, what a start that was. And amazing to see that both the boats that Ian Percy wanted over the line to go back. I mean, what a gift. Halfway up the beat for the Stars, and Freddie Loof just tacks onto starboard, but didn't quite get to Ian Percy, who's standing on right into where the spectators are. He's just going into, really going very, very close to Nose Fort, where there's quite a few spectators, a few flags up, watching. Slow tack by Ian Percy and Andrew Simpson.
They've done well out on this right-hand side. There's been a split. There's four boats out on this right-hand side, including, as you say, Ian Percy and Andrew Simpson, Freddie Loof, and also the Robert Scheidt and Bruno Prada and the Canadian sailors. They've come out on this right-hand side. The rest of the fleet have chosen to go up the left. and the right-hand side does look quite nice at the moment, but there's still a few minutes to go before they get up to this weather mark. But at the moment, the right is paying with more breeze and a right-hand shift.
Coming up to the wind mark for the first time, just twice round for the Stars, and good news if you're a British fans, because it's a Scandia-sponsored Ian Percy at the windward mark. Laid it really very well, didn't he?
Yeah, he's just he came out to, as hard as he could to this right-hand side, hooked into some fresh breeze over here, hooked into a right-handed shift, and I think he's managed to get just a tiny little lift as well. Yes, he has indeed. He was below the ley line, and you hear the cheers go up on the shore over at the Noth Fort as the British boat, Ian Percy and Andrew Simpson, round the first mark in the lead.
Yep, it's Brazil who have guaranteed gold here, though, with the clear win that they have in second place. Then it's Freddie Lou from Sweden in third. But the important thing for British fans is that Ian Percy is more than one boat in front of not only the Irish and the Polish, because the Irish, Peter O'Leary, is at the back of the fleet along with Matthias Kuzanarewicz, because they were both over the line. So at the moment, it's looking good for Britain. Down to the leeward gate then for the first time, just two times round. And at the moment, on the right-hand side, it's Ian Percy coming in to prepare for the jibe. Freddie Loof has overtaken the Brazilian, who's in gold medal position, whatever happens. So Freddie Loof up to second. The Brazilian's third. It's Canada fourth. And Mark Mandelblatt, the American's, in fifth.
Yeah, and it's very tight as they come through the gate. Ian Percy, Bart Simpson, they roll into a jibe there as they come around that right-hand side. Right on their tail is Freddie Loof, who's only a boat length behind. There's a bit of shouting going on there. A few people calling for water further back. And in third place, coming round the back even closer, is Robert Scheidt and Bruno Prada, who come around in third place. And they're just tucked away to leeward of Freddie Loof. There's not much they can do there apart from try and sail through. And my goodness, you don't see that very often. Bruno Prada, Robert Scheidt just sailed through to leeward of Freddie Loof, which is pretty impressive going. Just perhaps a mark of just how quick and how good these guys are. But then behind them it's Mark Mandelblatt, and then the Canadians, and then the Italians. But it's still Ian Percy and Andrew Simpson who lead this race as they go out towards the right-hand side. But my goodness, it's close.
Three quarters of the way up the beat for the second and last time, and Ian Percy really showing that he is in the groove here. Look at the lead he's got now. He's read the shifts very nicely. They're tacking a lot up this windward beat, aren't they? That's about the fifth tack I've just seen him throw in the past half a mile.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. They're very much in phase with this shifty breeze, and it is shifty, that's for sure. We're on the right-hand side of the course in under the Noth, and the breeze is pulsing around the side of this hill. You can see it on the water coming down in little bullets of pressure. And Ian and Bart Simpson, Andrew Simpson, work in the shifts, work in the puffs, and each time they do it, they're just pulling out boat length after boat length and just giving themselves a bit more of a margin, because it was a little bit too tight at the bottom when they came around that leeward mark.
Just looking at the stats, though, Ian Percy holding on to silver at the moment. The fight for bronze was between the second and third placed Irish and Polish. They're at the back of the fleet, but the Italians are climbing up through. They're coming to fourth place. They got in front of Freddie Loof, and that means they've only got to be like four places in front of either Kuzanarewicz or Peter O'Leary, and they grab bronze, and that will be a disaster for the Poles and for the Irish.
Well, that's absolutely right. The Italians have definitely and the Norwegians definitely found something out on that left-hand side as they came up, because they've hauled themselves right back up into this race. In fact, beyond right back up, right into the frame, because it's going to be the Norwegians who are going to come round this weather mark in second place, followed by the Italians, having driven a wedge between Ian Percy and Freddie Loof, who's currently in fourth.
Yep, so Diego Negri and Enrico Voltolini have really put themselves in a good position here for getting onto the podium from fifth place at the windward mark then. For the second and last time, it's Ian Percy and Andrew Simpson just going round a little blue spreader mark as they go round with a better lead than they had before. Then the Norwegians, then the Italians, the Brazilians just coming in, nipping in, coming in on port tack, getting in front of Freddie Loof. The USA are in there as well.
It's still incredibly tight in the middle of this pack, and as we've seen, there's some real changes going on. There's a Canadian squeezing in there as there's about four other boats trying to get around that weather mark. That doesn't look good for the Canadians. In fact, that looks pretty disastrous for them, to be honest. If they can get through there, I'd be very surprised. real squeeze up at the Weathermark, but they just about did it, so therefore I am very surprised.
Kuzmanovic goes round in ninth place, and I'm afraid Peter O'Leary is in 10th place, and that puts them both off of the podium.
Well, that just couldn't be worse for those two, could it? The Polish and the Irish, 9th and 10th. They needed to be up there with Ian Percy, and they are at exactly the opposite end of the fleet.
Round the leeward mark, then, is the Scandia-sponsored Ian Percy and Andrew Simpson heading for the finish line to take a win here in the medal race and score just 2 points, puts them into silver. Brazilians, of course, in an unassailable lead with just 17 points, and they've actually overhauled themselves coming down to this wing mark, because the leeward mark, because they've moved up to what looks like second place, Matt.
It does, doesn't it? But it's a hell of a gaggle coming through here, and the Norwegians, just as you say it, managed to just get an overlap, slide inside the Brazilians, and there's a bit of fisticuffs going on between the Italians and Freddy Loof, the Swedes. Now, that may well turn out to be significant later on. The Kiwis then come around behind them. Then it's Mark Mandelblatt, the American sailor, then the Poles, then the Canadians, and then last the Irish. But that is a description of just how close it was through that last gate. Now, the reason it might be significant with the Italians is that the Italians need to be a number of places in front of the Poles.
They need to be four in front. Now, the jury just come up to looking at the Italians. There's a flag about to be raised. The jury looks like they're lifting a red flag up. Yes, there's a red flag.
Oh, that's not looking good, because the Italians need to be four places in front of the Poles.
It is pointing to the Italians.
For them, then they have got a problem, because the Italians... Oh,
there they go.
There they go.
Oh, that is a robbery. They're going to be robbed of the medal of that by the Brazilian, because they now have done their 360 right in front of the Polish.
The Poles have overtaken them now. And that has all happened about five or six boat lengths from the finish. The Italians could have taken bronze there, but a foul up. They actually fouled Freddy Loof, I think it was, the Swedes, as they came through the gate, that leeward gate. They fouled them. They didn't have water. That's cost them a penalty, and it's cost them more. It's cost them bronze.
Matthias Kuzmanovic crosses the line then in what looks like sixth place, in fact, but that means that they have the bronze, and crossing the line last was the silver medalist going into this last race, the medal race. Peter O'Leary from Ireland crosses the line last and doesn't get anything.